What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. Hope that it's going well to this point. I think Figgy's Monday is going a little bit better than his weekend when apparently an errant tire said, bleep you, dude, and really busted up one of his cars. So that's what somebody's dealing with. But I think we're all kind of joining together as friends and comparing notes on various instances where some level of debris ended up on the road. And oftentimes it actually is a tire. There's many people talking about it. Although Kurt on the YouTube page, again, appreciation to the MoCaram Injury Law Firm for the live streams, said that he was driving up I-45 to get to Stillwater, followed a pickup truck, and a boat anchor popped up and out of the truck, bouncing unpredictably. Ooh, thankfully, baby, they swerved to the left and watched it pass. But I'm like, a boat anchor, dog?
An anchor?
Goodness gracious.
Well, that's not ideal.
People are reckless on these roads, that's man. That's crazy. Ideal. All right. Let's get into this because Yahoo Sports, Nate Tice, I think you know at this point, there are some people in the media space that you could tell that mm-hmm. I have an affinity for. I really appreciate the work. Nate Tice is actually one of those, Yahoo Sports. And he put together a list of trends that he thinks that we'll see in the NFL in 2025. And I'm interested, which ones do you believe will come to fruition? Which ones do you believe won't? And ultimately, how do you think that these will factor in with your Houston Texans who are looking to make a leap in the 2025 season here? So I'll start here because Nate talks about straight drop back passing making a comeback, right? So the idea of just under center, straight drop back passing, you know, throwing the ball without any play action. Obviously, a lot of is a possibility in a lot of instances, but the idea of not passing out a shotgun, where I mean, shotgun seems to be a pretty strong or a frequently utilized way of going about things. If you're getting under center, you can almost exclusively, or not exclusively, but you can expect to see, you know, different situations like you know, play actions or what have you, even from shotgun RPOs and that type of stuff. But like offenses threw the ball from under center on early downs 11,000 times in 2002. Which is over 22 times a game. That number was 2,800 or 5.3 times per game last season. So that's dipped quite a bit. And he thinks that offensive play callers are maybe going to try and bounce back in this, especially when you look at the ones who do do drop back passing straight out of from under the center are the ones who are leading offense, types of Kyle Shanahan. And then the Kubiak. So like those Kubiak offenses, like under Clint Kubiak, the Saints did a decent amount of this. And other teams out of the top five in 2024 included the Vikings, the Lions, and the Houston Texans. Now, of course, we're not getting to that 22 a game type.
Yeah.
But the idea that we're going to see a little bit more of a bounce back and straight, you know, drop back passing from under center.
I just don't see this happening. I get the point there. But what about the NFL and where football is in general says that there's going to be not just more pass and drop back passing, but less, you know, everybody's about, you mentioned RPOs is not straight drop back passing,
right?
You know, and then nothing about, you know, the quarterback, you know, generations that have been arriving lately says straight drop back passing either.
Well, one thing I can tell you though, is this is a league in which everybody's trying to find every advantage that they can, especially as we, more analytics infiltrate more and more. And this is something that he points at, right? Since 2019, drop back passes with no play action and under center concepts have had a higher success rate, net yards per attempt, EPA per play than shotgun or pistol. So, like, I mean, not saying necessarily that that means that people are just going to throw out pistol and shotgun and just go, hey, we're going to go straight drop back under center. But I do think that maybe these teams will look at that and say, maybe we need to incorporate more of that to give ourselves a little bit of a shot. You're not buying it?
I'm not buying it. And the reason is, my immediate thought when you said that, straight drop back passing has had more success, you know, downfield. What'd you say, yards per play? Or whatever it
yards
was.
Per attempt, yards EPA per attempt. Per play, you know why? Higher success rate.
Because you do that on third down. And third down, you tend to have, you know, a longer situation in which if you do complete it, it's going to be a longer yards per attempt. The only thing, and I'm trying to, you know, trying to see where he's coming from.
If you disagree, you can disagree.
I don't think this one will happen.
No problem.
To answer your question. The only thing that I could see that maybe would influence that is keeping the back end more for protection purposes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you have a fullback or an H-back or a tight end come in and you go straight drop back, it helps protect you more. That's the only way I could see that.
Which in some ways you can still garner out of a shotgun as well as that back being in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. How about this?
I'm not on that one. How about
no
this
problem.
One?
No, I mean, look, he's trying to get into a crystal ball. And as we all know, you start trying to predict stuff and sometimes things don't necessarily hit, but how about this? Third and fourth downs are going to be a whole new ball game thanks to shorter fields. So he talks about like the dynamic kickoff coming through. And you know, we saw more plays on average, mm-hmm. right? Or rather lowest amount of plays on average compared to any mark since 2008, second lowest since 2002 when the league actually expanded to 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing that. And that's because you're getting to 35-yard line with a touchback or what have you. But that then changes the situations where teams are looking at it. You're already closer. Mm-hmm. There's fewer plays or there's a shorter distance to get to the end zone, the ultimate goal. And so maybe that's changing the playmaking here or the decision-making rather, where if you pick up a first down and now, you know, this your second set of downs, you're already, what, on the
45, opposing 45.
Or you're in the plus territory and now you're in third down or fourth down. Does that make you more apt to go, hey, we're going for this, as opposed to starting at the 20, you get 15 yards, and you're still on your side of the football, and now you're playing the field position game. And I can buy this.
No, this one I can buy.
We're seeing teams become more aggressive. However, I think that this is interesting for the Texans because D'Amico Ryans hasn't been particularly aggressive as a head coach, at least not last season.
No, this one not only do I think I can buy, I'm kind of pulling for it. You mentioned the dynamic kickoff 35-yard line. You get two first downs just at 10 yards. You're on the opposing 45.
Right.
That's go or no go territory right there. So I could see this one happening.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that what made it interesting last year was D'Amico was looking at Kyeme Fairbairn and the ways in which he was booting the ball early and going, okay, well, maybe we just get points on the board. But I think that the confidence that you have in Kyeme is cool. But then if you look at, and if you're able to engender a level of confidence with this offense, I think that this team should be maybe a little bit more aggressive, even though you believe in your defense to get you the ball back, which maybe that's going to constantly be the thing for D'Amico, where you're going to see a continued level of conservative leaning in decisions of going for it, because he is a defensive coach, as we do stereotypically. You look at the idea of, is he going to trust defense more? Is he going to be leaning towards that odd? But I do want to see him maybe be a little bit more aggressive in allowing this offense to stay on the field and try and make more happen, especially if they can be more effective throwing the football this year.
And how much is he going to put on Nick Caley to help make that decision?
Right.
And what is Nick Caley's nature? Well, Sean McVay, we'll go for it.
Well, one thing that Bobby Slowick said last year, how much you want to believe it, right? Mm-hmm. Bobby Slowick said that wasn't his decision going for it, right? Because I remember there was points in the time in the season where he was asked the question. He's like, it's not my decision.
You do have those conversations.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right. And I do wonder also, how does that change? Because Bobby Slowick was a friend, or probably still is. I don't want to say was, as if they stopped being friends, of D'Amico Ryans. Not saying that inherently tells what the relationship was and when it comes to the actual working relationship, but Does Nick Cayley early on have that same level of pull where I imagine Bobby Sloak was like, hey, D'Amico, I think I got one. Let me go.
Yeah.
Does that have the same pull as if Nick Cayley goes, hey, D'Amico, I think I got a play. Let me go.
You have to trust your guy.
Right.
You have to build that relationship.
I think ultimately it's still going to be D'Amico Ryan's decision. In fact, he's been doing a lot of making it abundantly clear. Mm-hmm. No, I run stuff here, right? Yeah. Like I made this hire. I make these decisions. So I do think that he's still the guy who's going to make the decision ultimately on whether you go for it in a fourth and short or fourth and medium situation or what have you.
Yeah.
I just hope that he's a little bit more aggressive. Mm-hmm. I think that trend is very much following through, will continue to fall through. And I hope that the Texans, I don't think you need to get crazy with it, but I hope that you follow in line in somewhat with the trend so you're not completely out of lockstep
with
everybody.
With you.
How about this? Road grading run games, taking advantage of lighter defenders. This is always a fun thing where you look at football and you go, you know, everything is cyclical. Everything has its level of in and out, just like fashion, right? You get the you get the big old jeans and everybody goes skinny and now everybody's circling back around to
acid wash.
To these white. I don't know if that's ever coming back. But jokes aside, right? Like these things end up being cyclical. And in football, it's always interesting because you get, you know, teams that are running the football and then defenses get heavier and get bigger. Mm-hmm. And then you get offenses that get lighter to try and be able to take advantage of the heavy defenses. And now we've gotten to a place where defenses, I mean, 4-2 is basically base for every team where you have four down linemen, two linebackers. And now you're playing with five secondary players. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that ends up being a lighter team, right? Even when they try and stack the box, teams will bring in a safety into that box, which isn't inherently a linebacker. So Tice is looking at this and going, are you going to have run games that are more road grading that are going to try and punish defenses because they're going to be lighter? I mean, he throws some stats at it, but I think it's very evident to look at this, right? He said in 2024, the average playing weight of NFL defensive linemen and linebackers who play 200 or more snaps, 271 pounds. In 2018, that was 272.5. Now, that seems small, but that's an average of all of these. Like, we're getting lighter in the butt when it comes defensively in the box. Like, do you see this? And more importantly, do you think the Texans could take advantage?
Yeah, so I had one where I thought no, one where I thought yes, and this one I think is going to be circumstantial.
Okay.
Situational, more so. Because we've seen teams, I mean, hey, you're Super Bowl champions. You know, if you have the right guys and you can power run and run through guys, but you also have to have the right guy carrying the ball. Whereas, you know, if you have depth, if you have 2-3 running backs and you can just establish yourself, I think it's going to be more situational than anything. But the simple fact that, as you said, they're getting a little lighter, that's going to automatically make offensive coordinators start to think, let's establish the run. Let's try to power these guys.
I'll be interested because I think inherently this team wants to run the football.
Absolutely.
Again, going back to the D'Amico Ryans as defensive coordinator type head coaches frequently want to be able to run the darn ball, right? And I think Nick Cayley in his, I mean, he wants to run the football. He's established that as well. Mm-hmm. But are you going to be a road grading team? Because I think about it, and you've got some guys that are sizable. You
got some big dudes.
But you also have like the likes of, and this is why it's kind of weird to me, you got Juice Scruggs lining up at guard at times where I go, ain't that a little small for that particular position?
Yeah.
Now, you are bringing Titus Howard into right guard, and it feels like he's added more weight by all accounts. Are they going to be able to do that? Because it feels like you can do that, especially when you have Joe Mixon. I think you can do that when you can put Damian Pierce in there, maybe. Mm-hmm. Does Woody Marks fit that, or is that kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of thinking, and also an additional part of that is, what then do you make of the potential fullback battle that you have?
Because
you have Jacob Johnson or Jakob Johnson. I always forget how to say his name. Apologies to that man. And then also British Brooks, who we were looking at as possibly being a fullback type player, but he had injuries that kept him from playing for you last year. So I'm interested to see like what that battle is and how effective they can be short down big back situations, or maybe even as clears of the road for the likes of Mixon or Pierce.
And that's why I said I think it's more situational. Here in Houston, I would bet on a yes. Not only, you know, has D'Amico Ryan's been on the record if he wants to be a run game, they're building the team with bigger dudes up front, especially on the interior, really on the exterior as well. And Ursary, you know, 335 or 30 or whatever he is.
Big
so
boy.
They're building the team to be more of a power running game.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that they can take advantage of this kind of general trend in football that we've seen over the last few years of smaller defenses and really go and make hay, which is funny because your defense is also a little bit smaller when you look at, I mean, Henry playing linebacker. Mm-hmm. You look at, obviously, your interior. I mean, Foley getting in there is good. And I guess Slim Tim, is there calling him Tim Settle? But, I mean, yeah, seeing teams be able to go and run the football. And I guess in the other way, on the defensive side, that's something that you're going to need to be good at. You're going to need to make sure you're tackling because that tackling was an issue for this team. And at some moments, teams could run the football on you.
Yeah, yeah, and I think you know, when you're talking about defensively, that's a whole different ballgame depending on how you're built, because maybe there are teams that say, hey, look at all these, the secondary that they have. We don't trust the passing game, number one. They have a lot of guys in the secondary. We need to run the ball against the Texans.
I think that that's fine. I'd feel a lot better about that if the offense is doing their job. When the offense is struggling to put up 19 points in a game, I think that adds more pressure on the defense. But when you can add the scoreboard pressure of, we have offense, we're putting up offense, especially throwing the football if you can, getting down the field and putting up points early, that adds the pressure. You're not going to be able to throw the ball particularly well on the Texans. And you could try and run the football, but if you're, it's basically like basketball where you're going two for three. You're doing that math. If your offense is, you know, getting sevens and they're having to grind out running the football on long drives just to try and possibly add three or seven, I think then you change the math and you force them into, you know, the teeth of your defense, which is, all right, go ahead and throw on Bullock and Lassiter and Sting and C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Petrie. Like, go ahead and throw on all that because you are behind. I think that that's where it's going to be important to try and tap into that. And maybe you can lean away from, all right, we can be lighter, but because of the way we're situated, we can make it so that maybe that lightness does not come to haunt us.
Yeah.
Some interesting trends that Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports foresees for the 2025 season and how the Texans tap into those. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 832. Anyone else worried that Titus Howard would become frustrated and being forced to play yet another position? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think he's frustrated.
He feels like he's wrapped up in the idea of, you know, doing what the team needs. Plus, I don't think you get a Titus Howard who seems to add more weight in order to play guard if he's not some level of bought in on the idea.
He got paid as a tackle.
Yeah.
So I think,
he's good.
Yeah. He got that tackle money, so I don't think he cares.
There you go. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is typically the time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's Mixtape. Fig, what you got for us?
Yeah, so we was talking about a lot of Inside the NBA, and they aired the last time on TNT this Saturday. So perfect excuse to just go through some of the best of Inside the NBA. A new TikTok trend. I want John Lopez to try. Plus, I want you to try. It's not a bad trim. Plus, we might be leaving the station kind of early today.
Oh, okay. I would like to find out why that is. Let's figure that out next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Hopefully everyone had a great weekend. So, inside the NBA on TNT aired for the last time on Saturday as the Yacers beat the Knicks.
Yes, sir.
How you feel about them Yacers?
Yes, sirs.
It kind of grew on me, if we're being honest.
Really?
I can't get with it, man. I don't see how you could rock that shirt proud like that.
Yeah, man. Like good effort.
And you know you're going to get somebody like me to mess it up. Yes, sirs? No, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So now you got to explain what the hell that means.
E for effort, T for nice try.
Yeah. So, they'll be in the finals. And now the show... Now we're inside the NBA. The show is staying together.
Yes.
And I just seen Dan Patrick talking to, I want to say Charles Barkley. I don't know if this was recent or not, but it sounds like it's a little more confusing than just going to ESPN. So I ain't going to get into all that, but.
You know me. I'm over here looking at all the information I got.
Yeah, so I'm trying to.
I got a little something for
because
you.
Because the way Charles Barkley explained it was, we won't be on there all the time and. It just,
oh, really?
I think, I don't know if Turner was trying to do something else, but if they did it over at Turner, they wouldn't have the rights to the NBA highlights and all. They did like a plot type of a show.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Okay. Once I understand it, I'll probably bring it to the mixtape.
Mm-hmm. My best understanding is that Turner is still producing the show, but ESPN is paying Turner produce the show and put it on our airwaves.
Yeah.
Is the best way that I understand it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to figure it out there. But this is the perfect excuse to go through some of the best of the moments on Inside the NBA.
I hope that my favorite Inside of the NBA moments here with the Rockets.
Okay. It might be.
All right. Okay.
We're thinking about the same thing.
I hope so.
So let's kind of start with some somewhat local ties.
Mm-hmm.
So the New Orleans Pelicans got swept last season. It felt like it was a couple years ago, but they got swept last season by the Thunder.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a series. And here's Charles Barkley reacting to that. And he did not want them to go to Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
Where you going, Chuck? Where you want them to go, Chuck?
Disappointed on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston.
That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna send them to Cancun. We're gonna send them to Galveston with that dirty ass water. People wash it up on the shore. You people think they in the beach. y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
Hey, Shaq need to leave us alone, man. He ain't need to do the game. Galveston is a lovely place, man.
All he did was tee it up.
Yeah.
Like this is like when you have you know your family. And people start making fun of your family. No, that's my family. We get to make fun of them.
Yeah.
You don't get to make fun of them.
Yeah, so you saying he telling the truth on that?
I ain't saying nothing to the sort.
No, he is.
Stop twisting my words.
You kind of said that.
Stop twisting my words.
So, San Antonio. How you feel about San Antonio? You like San Antonio?
Lovely women.
Lovely women?
Lovely women.
I'm glad you said that because Charles had to apologize. I guess they wanted Charles to apologize over something he said about the women in San Antonio.
You know, I've heard from some complaints from the people of San Antonio.
Why would that be?
Let me just say this. I heard they were talking about us on some stupid show called The Talk the other day. I don't know what that is. If you don't like me or the show, turn it off. And they want me to apologize. That's not going to happen.
What that's they want not going to happen. For?
Me joking about those big old women down in San Antonio. You know that I'm joking around, but if y'all waiting on me to apologize, hell,
what are you apologizing for?
I'm trying to big old women down there.
My favorite part is that Both Kenny and Shaq know exactly how to push the button.
Oh yeah,
like he know what Chuck needs to apologize for. But Kenny's like, I don't know. What are you? No, you know.
Yeah, no, that's I know. Shaq get a lot of criticism on that show that everybody felt like he kind of the worst one.
What do you say, Chuck?
Yeah.
All he got to do is say, "Hey, where they going, Chuck?
What do you say, Chuck?
What do you say, Chuck? What they doing, Chuck?" He just tee it up right.
But
there.
at least he's not hiding it. Kenny's like, "Wait, what are you apologizing? No, you know what you're doing. Just." Don't act like he's acting like he's innocent here. No, Kenny, you doing this too.
Yeah, man. They know how to tick each other off, get each other going.
100%.
Yeah. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610 going through some of the best favorite moments of inside the NBA. Have y'all ever been to Fenway Park?
Yes.
I actually haven't.
Where did you sit?
Press box, but I did a column once sitting outside near the Green Monster.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So apparently Charles Barkley at this time he never been to Fenway Park, but he mentioned how he wanted to sit on the monster.
You know, I saw Jeff Twist the other night. That's one of my goals.
Oh, he need to be out there.
I would love to sit on top of the monster.
Yep. There you go.
Jeff Twist.
Hey, yo.
You would enjoy it.
I want to sit on the.
You've been to Fenway before.
I've never been to Fenway.
You've never been to Fenway?
I've never been to Fenway.
Stop. Oh, man.
No, but I want to sit on it. I donate money to charity to sit on top of the monster.
What? Just a viral moment waiting to happen. Weren't you on the show?
There it is.
Stop it, man.
Where do you want to sit?
So when soon as he said that, Kenny and Shaq just lost it.
Big old kids.
Yeah, I think Ernie and them wasn't even paying attention. They were just so involved in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They sitting there cracking up like some little kids, man.
You got to remember, Ernie's a baseball dude, man. So like, he's he's talking about the Green Monster. And then as soon as Shaq hit him with the, where you want to sit, Chuck? He's like, oh, no. Oh, the kids done at it again.
All right, so how do y'all feel about former NBA ref Dick Bavetta?
Legendary.
I think I looked up his Wikipedia. And I think he started refereeing in like 74.
Yeah.
And just retired in 2014.
Yeah. Man, he was doing it for a whole long minute. But that you talk about 2014, that dude was old.
Yeah.
That dude was old with the T on the end. Old.
Yeah. So here is inside the NBA discussing if they ever talked to refs before the game, and Shaq tried to call out Charles Barkley for maybe kissing up to the refs.
Mm.
And remember, we talk about Dick Bavetta.
You never talked to the refs before the game? Ever?
Ever. You know, Ernie, I've talked to you. Like, if we felt like I bet it when I was captain.
You used to kiss up to him.
No, I didn't kiss up to him.
Yes, you did.
Listen.
You kissed Dick in the mouth.
Hey, yo, come on now. Come on, brother.
Talk about the referee.
He's a ref.
That did sound good.
Yeah, I sure did, but it happened.
It's 2 o'clock.
No, it happened. You kissed Dick in the mouth. So, I know how it sounds, but we have footage.
Waiter,
we have footage. What's funny is like that's maybe the one time where Shaq was being sincere.
Yeah.
He was not making a joke.
He wasn't trying to be nasty.
Yeah.
Now the second time he said it, that was a problem.
Oh, he knew.
Just on Saturday he was like F word on the air. He's like, I do not care. That's the problem. That's the thing that might get them in trouble. ESPN. All ESPN's gotten a little bit more lax about letting things slide as opposed to being
especially
all buttoned up about the mouse. Like it feel like the mouse don't run thing over there in the same way. But yeah, man, those dudes don't take well to authority. So it might be tough when ESPN's like, hey, we don't want y'all to do that, and they're like, well, that's exactly what I'm gonna do now.
Yeah.
All right, so I wonder if this is the moment Reggie was talking about.
Come
with
on
the Rockets. So Rockets versus Clippers on TNT back in 2018, and police presence.
Mm-hmm.
Roz Gold on Woody, thank you very much. I
they're not laughing at you.
No,
they're laughing at the incident.
The whole incident.
They don't believe
these two guys.
I know why you're laughing. Hey, I played in the NBA for 16 years, and I've been on TV for 18 years. It's the first time I ever heard police presence. They got a police presence? Are you kidding me?
Social media reports that LAPD was called.
LAPD was called.
These two, man.
Come on.
Chuck.
I don't know what that is, and I don't know why.
Hello, police. Chris Paul trying to beat me up.
this is Blake Griffin. Chris Paul trying to get in the locker room. Get down here and save me.
That was so good.
That might be my favorite moment right there,
because
man.
Because it tells you everything about their era and the new era and where they stand and all that stuff, you know?
But what's funny, though, is like when you talk about the old era, new era, what have you, like the older era, I guess, for lack of a better term, would talk about like, yo, these players too nice, man. Like, we used to fight on the court or whatever. That's what basically was supposedly happening. Like, the reporting was, it was after a Clippers-Rockets game. And, of course, this is at this point, Chris Paul had played for the Clippers, was now playing for the Rockets at that point. And, like, so he had an understanding of how the locker room situation was. Supposedly there was, like, a back hallway or whatever that connected the two. And they wanted to go, they was mad at each other, so they wanted to go talk to them folks. So they took the back hallway or whatever, and then it became contentious
or
whatever.
Tried to get in the locker room?
Yeah. So they was trying to go, you know.
A police presence.
They wanted to go, I guess, talk it out, maybe fight it out, who knows. Yeah. But the idea that, like, you know, the police guy, which is funny because it's not like the Clippers actually, it's not the locker room did not call the police.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it doesn't matter.
It's probably with security guards there that called the police and all that stuff. But just hearing police presence after a small little brawl, whatever, that happened during the game or after the game.
Hello, police. Chris Paul is trying to beat me.
That was so
will live forever in my brain. Live forever. Because, I mean, Chris Paul is 6 foot. Like, we look at him and we see him on the basketball court. He looks short. That's not really a short dude.
Yeah.
Except it's hilarious.
Not to you.
Yeah, he's taller than you.
We gonna fight eventually. It's gonna happen.
All right, last one. So with Inside the NBA pretty much going to ESPN, do you think Charles is super excited about working for ESPN?
Oh, I know he's not.
Well, this is him talking about, and this was like a stray at ESPN for some reason. It was going through the highlights. This was during the Durant on the Warriors days. And Kenny asked him, hey, would you work for ESPN? Why you don't want to work for ESPN?
Curry with 21, Durant 39.
Why don't you go to ESPN and then I can not talk to you?
You're not going
to
work me like a dog and not pay me.
Why wouldn't you go to ESPN?
You're not going
to
work me like a dog and not pay me.
I'm just saying. Hey,
the things that happen on this show.
ESPN 1, 2, 3. ESPN News. ESPN You. ESPN Radio. And then come up with that little puny thing.
Nothing.
You
ESPN Deportes.
I'm
telling you.
Nothing good happens after 1:15 in the morning.
ESPN Deportes. They have me on ESPN Deportes. Muy bien, gracias.
La muchacha. La muchacha. Hermanito.
La muchacha.
That's the problem, though. Like, they...
That's what's going to not be there.
Because when they get punched drunk at 1 in the morning, as he was talking about, like, I feel like you need that, and we can't be at Scott Van Pelt, in order, which is tough because Scott Van Pelt is so good at this.
Yeah.
Like, how do we get both of these? Do we go to ESPN News? Do we just put them on ESPN News? Like, I just need more of this.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They might, honestly, after listening to Dan Patrick talking to Charles Barkley, they might do something where they on just a little bit and then they going, they probably, I don't know if they going to alternate where sometimes SVP might get the post game like you usually do and then maybe sprinkle in a little inside the NBA. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
But
they better not mess it up, man.
Yeah. I think everybody a little worried about this. Hopefully they won't mess it up.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real quick, John, yes or no answer. So a new TikTok trend, putting jalapenos in white wine. Would you be down for that?
Absolutely not. That's gross.
What?
No way.
The additional flavor profile?
So it was a trend of people actually doing this
bad wine,
to their white wine.
Yeah.
And some
white wine just in general?
No. I'm saying if you have to put something else in that glass of wine, then the wine probably sucks.
Now, some experts were on board with this, mm-hmm. saying it was a sensible combination.
No.
So you still wouldn't try it? Even no. if a
Why
wine
would you ruin
expert,
great white wine?
It might make it better, though.
Okay, maybe it would help some crappy white wine. That's the only way it would help. You know I'm right on that. A good glass of wine, and you putting a jalapeno in it?
I mean, it's
what are you doing?
It's like a good cocktail, and then you put a little tahini on the rim. I mean, like, just kind of change it a little. Add a little flavor to it, baby.
You ain't saying that's ruining the beer, right?
Hell no.
This man don't want. Don't put that orange slice on my Blue Moon.
That's different. That's
ruining the beer.
Yeah.
All right, last one. So today I mentioned how we might be leaving the show a little early.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently today is National Leave Work Early Day.
Why did you tell me that at noon?
You wasn't about to leave at noon. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Hey, we can leave after this break. I think you do this live read from Driftwood Shores.
Will we be here or not when we come back?
I guess we'll have to find out.
You'll never know.
You have to stick around to find out. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy Figs mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy, somebody said ESPN Plus Inside the NBA Uncensored, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
I will take it. But coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas on the drive today. It'll be Ron and Luke Morrow. But before we get there, I do want to check in on we were talking about some of the trends. There was one more trend that I wanted to get your opinion on, so we'll do that next. Been a fun Monday to this point, except for the one thing that made it not fun was finding out how many people have been out on these Houston roads just dealing with all sorts of debris coming at them. It's weird. It's weird out here on these Houston highways in particular. All of that inspired by finding out that Figgy had an errant tire hop over the median and come and get his car.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, he's safe. Wifey's safe. Everything is largely good. Trying to figure out how that car gets fixed.
Yeah, we're praying that the car won't be totaled out. Man.
Yeah, so
if you want to keep the car.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But man, we had somebody talk about a boat anchor. We had people talking about 2x4s, like real man. Final destination, like all sorts of all the other tire people talking about various tires and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, man, being out on these highways in Houston, man, y'all drive safe out there. Keep your head on a swivel, as you should always have. One thing that I did not mention, because we talked about it last week, but we didn't circle back around to it, which was one Stephon Diggs, now I guess New England Patriot, and you know, what Mike Vrabel had to say about the circumstance that was there. He did not seem very happy about all those. Stephon Diggs was at camp, or was you know, at their practices, I think, as OTA still out there in New England, and you see him walking out onto the field in his number 8 jersey that he'll be wearing out there. And, you know, he made sure to say hi to all the assembled media, saying nice to see you all.
Nice to see you guys.
Do you have any feeling that, you know, that he will only be seeing them for a short period of time? Because there's people speculating that he might, like, they might end up cutting him or something to that effect. Because, you know, Mike Vrabel is a real, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, real hard-nosed guy in that same vein of Bill Belichick. And Steph was out here wilding.
No, he absolutely was. I kind of think he might have saw what the reaction was and cut short his little trip there, because he didn't go to the first 2 days. And now that they're back on, you know, a lot of guys that miss, they just miss the entirety of the OTAs and come back in minicamp. So this might be a reaction to what happened. And then I forget who it was. It was one of the Boston reporters was visiting on a radio station.
I think it was Scott Zolak.
It was Scott Zolak. Yes, it was. And basically said, I don't know if I agree with this or not, but it's on the table. That it's been something that he is not ruling out as a possibility.
It feels like it'd be a lot to do that. However, it is tough where, especially you had Stephon Diggs here in Houston, mm-hmm. and his tenure here seemed to kind of counter the narrative that had built up about him being some level of, I don't know, quote unquote distraction or problem in the locker room, well, yada, yada, yada. And I imagine that was a big part of why New England's like, all right, we can be in. We got this young, talented quarterback. We want to give him, you know, an experienced wide receiver, and then you get this right off the jump.
Yeah,
like, I do imagine that kind of makes this look a little tough. But I don't know what the ramifications. In fact, I need to look at his salary. What the ramifications would be on that? Because I imagine that is also a big deciding factor on whether or not something like that happens. Plus, I just feel like they were so content to try and get their wide receiving core in a place where they could do some better stuff. I don't feel like they immediately throw the baby out with the bathwater in this instance.
I don't either. In a weird way, it kind of makes me feel good about what the Texans have going on here. Only because...
That it was all good on the Western front while he was here?
Yeah, because Kurt Vonnegut? Kurt Vonnegut, right? All quiet on the Western Front?
Buddy, I don't remember.
Yeah, but anyway.
I gave you the literary reference that I got for you. I do not remember the name of that man.
But yeah, because like before he got here, you know, there was all this talk about what he was and didn't like Josh Allen and all the problems that he had. He gets here, and I'm defending him because I think a lot of the stuff that people were saying about him was very unfair, you know, and I think proven unfair. You know, the whole fight thing that he had nothing to do with and all this other stuff, and talking to C.J. Stroud on the sideline? Oh, look, he's all right. No, he wasn't complaining. They were having a conversation like receivers and quarterbacks do. So he was actually really good here. And then all of a sudden, before and now after, there's more controversy. Kind of makes me feel pretty good about what they have going on here in terms of the culture and all that stuff that we often talk about. And then the other thing is, I if it wasn't for the pink cocaine, because I feel like if he was going to miss OTAs, the dude's probably going to be on a vacation, right? He's probably going to be on a vacation somewhere. So that's the thing that kind of put it over the edge, I think, with Vrabel.
Yeah, I think he can still come in and do his job. Like, maybe I'm a little bit more – and look, it's you still have to answer for it, especially as the mm-hmm. Patriots organization, but mm-hmm. I feel like they might need to default to kind of mm-hmm. an old-school mentality of, are you showing up to work? Can you do what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
And if it becomes a problem at work, then we might need to handle it.
Or impacts the jobs of others.
That is true. That is true. So we'll see what happens there. All right. So we were just talking about at the top of the hour, Nate Tice put together a list of trends that he foresees kind of carrying through this 2025 season. And I gave you most of them, but I held this one back because I thought it'd be an interesting thing to talk about and maybe with the fellows of the drive when we hand things over. But the final one that he threw up here is a potential trend that we see in the 2025 season. Tight ends creating mismatches that trickle down throughout the offense. Wow. Talking about, you know, like receiving ability obviously being a prerequisite now for things, but, you know, play callers are aligning tight ends all over the formation, all over the mm-hmm. field, moving guys around. Think Isaiah Likely being utilized. Obviously, Trey McBride gets his big deal for being very useful in that regard. Almost like these bigger wide receivers, especially with defenses now being content to just allow nickels to cover the tight ends in that way, right? Just allowing these guys to move around and, you know, mess around with different tight end looks and whatever. Do you see that being continuing to be a trend, especially we see a few, maybe two, three really young, interesting tight ends come in, especially guys that are really pass-catching specialists. And I guess that's just this season, not talking about the last few seasons, are Brock Bowers, and, you know, was it, Michael Mayer that went in, both of those guys with the Raiders. Kyle Pitts is an interesting one because people, he might be up for know, trade, up for grabs here from the Falcons. But then you look at, obviously, Tyler Warren comes in, Colston Loveland comes in this year. Is that something that you believe in? And two, do you think that the tight ends that the Texans have here will offer Nick Kayla the opportunity to move them around the formation to create advantage?
Look, I think not only is this something that's going to continue to happen, I think it's happening already in a, at an accelerated rate. I mean, and you know, you can talk about all the old school tight ends, the Travis Kelce's and all that, but I think, you know, look at what they're bringing in on the draft. Look at what they have, you know, with the talent, you know, a guy like you mentioned, Tyler Warren, et cetera. Absolutely, I think this is going to – now, the second part of that, to be determined, do the I think the Texans want to. They want to implement the tight end like that. But the only possibility right now to be like that complete tight end, blocking, receiving, the whole nine, is Cade Stover, and we have no clue.
Yeah, that's a specific whole package, and I think you're right in that regard. I think that this will be an interesting test for Dalton Schultz on – look, we've talked about this, especially in private, the idea of – Dalton Schultz, he's never been like a blocking tight end, not in the entirety of his NFL career. Like, in theory, he's supposed to be a pass-catching tight end. If that's the case, we paying you for that. You need to be able to provide, like, like real good value as a pass catcher. And, I mean, he's been fine in that. I would like to find, I think that, I would like for that to show up in a bigger degree. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of, like, hey, an offense coordinator who might be willing to move you around, especially if the NFL is doing that more, can he provide you that value? As a pass catcher, where he's not just like a solid, you know, blanket, you know, safety blanket for your quarterback, but where he can actually be a threat,
a weapon.
And I think that'll be an interesting test. On top of that, does Cade Stover step into that role at all? And maybe the bigger one for me is, I think that is where Brevin Jordan, the curiosity of Brevin Jordan, is there for me, because that's a thing that he, in theory, should be really good at. I think I was scrolling on Instagram, wasting time, as we all are wont to do, as we welcome in the fellas of the drive, courtesy of D&M Auto Leasing, Ron and Luke Morrow. We're talking about some of the trends of the 2025 season Nate Tice put up. He's talking about the idea of tight ends creating mismatches. And I was scrolling and watching some Madden, someone playing Madden with the Texans, just killing somebody with Brevin Jordan, just because of, like, the speed and the athleticism that he displays as a tight end, almost like a wide receiver. Like, and that feels very much like what Isaiah Likely is doing with the Ravens and what some of these tight ends are doing. And I wonder if he can help be some of that in this, you know, 1 year deal that they tacked on for him. If he, some of that, this might be the place for him to show his value to the Texans.
I don't think you have anybody that is proven one way or the other at the tight end position here. You can talk about Dalton Schultz, but he hasn't been a plus tight end. He hadn't been a go-to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.